This is called King Tide, North Side. The moon is close, at her perigee, imperious, summoning the salty fever of a king tide. Volcanoes seem to change position, to drift further out or drift closer, and creeks are frothy-mouthed. What salvaged from ocean might splash up on shore, ferried from creaking timbers anchored well out, gilding what it covets with a kiara tautu and a good sousing for whatever can be caught. Tank farm to silo park, they are keeping their heads up, though boardwalks are lapped. Paddlers frolic, sand flaunts its wet silks. Crowds are shoaling like inanga. The king tide purls on Miola Reef pathway and makes a long grab for East Coast bays. The king tide casts a net for gasping creatures, for reclamation of the waterfront, for the holy scallop of sand in every blessed cove, knowing that if you cut a 1,000-metre channel between Otahuhu Creek and the Manukau Harbour, you could create Aotearoa's third-largest island to ebb around searching for wetlands, and Auckland's flapping like a kahawai, flapping greeny, blue and silvery above all the speckled, cocky, shelly beaches as long-legged girls walk by the creep of the tide and the biceps of blokes bulge hefting a rugby ball. Pohutukawa know the king tide well. They cliffhang like trapeze artists, branches parallel to the ground and demanding elbow room. They have a ringside seat. At night, the old soak of the sea will go rolling, rolling, rolling home, dark beneath the phosphorescence of the city.